Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Padres on their first road trip of the season. We're about to chat with their first base coach, Wayne Kirby. It comes up right after this quick check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to find out what's going on with the Padres? Nobody gives you inside access to the Padres like we do. Let's take you inside the executive suite at Petco Park. It's the Management Report on Friar Friday, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
And joining us right now on our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is the first base coach for the San Diego Padres. First time on with Bennett Woods, Wayne Kirby. Coach, it is great to have you on. We've been looking forward to this.
Appreciate it, guys. It's great to hear from you guys.
So the first thing I'm curious about, because obviously last year was kind of weird, and we haven't really gotten to know all the new coaches even yet, even though you're all in your second season. How did you kind of get onto Jace Tingler's staff, and what was that like, joining with a brand-new manager, a young guy taking over this team in San Diego and kind of jumping on board with what is also a veteran coaching staff with yourself and, you know, guys like Bobby Dickerson and Larry Rothschild?
Well, first of all, I had retired and needed to clear the mind a little bit. I think I was burned out, if you could put it in that term. And let's see, around August, asked if I wanted to get back in. He needed some help, and I'm a pretty loyal guy. I always help my friends that in needs. I went to Atlanta for Instructional League in late September. And then when Dom went to the front office, I ended up telling him I can't work for somebody I don't know. It was just one of those things. I mean, I don't know how he did it or, you know, what they do, but I know that I can't change who I am. And it'd be tough to change. I'm hard. I'm fair. I don't discriminate. I don't care how much money you make. I don't care if you're a rookie. I just like winning. So I end up not continuing with the Braves. So Dom wasn't there. And then AJ and Jace reached out to me, and I said, I'll think about it a little bit. Talked it over with the family, and, you know, and now I'm here.
Well, we're really happy to have you. You're a guy, Wayne, that really had to grind it out in your career. I was reading last night, 11 years in the minor leagues before you get the call up, part of a really fun Cleveland Indians team, playing with guys like Kenny Lofton, all those guys back then. That grind mentality, I mean, I would imagine after 8, 9, 10 years, it's got to be weighing on you a little bit, just saying, maybe this isn't in the cards for me. Turns out it was in the cards. How did you grind through that?
Well, I mean, a couple of those years I went on a back road, didn't get back on the interstate, and then you learn a few more things. And coming up with the Dodger organization, it was all about fundamentals and playing baseball. And, you know, in Albuquerque, Charlie Manuel saw me and saw the way I played. Then minor league free agent, I went over there. And the rest is history. I mean, even with the Dodgers, I put up numbers in the in AAA. But, you know, going back to the Dodger way, you know, Tommy very often took rookies up there. So when you went up to the big leagues with the Dodgers, you had to know how to play the game. And evidently it wasn't in my cards, but, you know, a few years later, I get traded back to them. So kind of amazing. I just goes full circle.
Talking to Wayne Kirby, Padres first base coach here on Ben and Woods. It's our Friar Friday management report. And Wayne, something you said earlier, you don't discriminate. And I think I kind of got your meaning there, because when it comes to a Major League Baseball clubhouse, the biggest separator isn't where you're from or the color of your skin or what language you speak. It's generally the superstars who make the giant money, and then there's like the young kids who are just trying to prove themselves. You don't discriminate between those kind of players. You'll give Manny Machado as hard of a time working on third base as you will a young kid coming up. How difficult is that, knowing, you know, now you've got a couple of $300 million players on your roster now, and, you know, they're obviously, they make way more than you do, but you're still in charge, and you got to be the responsible one, the coach who's got to put them in their place sometimes.
Well, it's really not hard if you're that type of person. I'm that type of person, and they need to hear it too. Sometimes they need to hear the truth sometimes. Instead of sugarcoating it, I don't sugarcoat. I go right to the source and go right to the evidence and lay it right on the line. I mean, they respect that part of it. Yeah, they're going to get mad. We're going to get mad. It's a marriage relationship. Everybody goes through it. But then at the end, we come up with the right results and go from there. And I don't want to see the young kids seeing me jump on them and not jumping on Manny, or not jumping on Hogs, or not jumping on Tommy. And, you know, there's always a heated battle somewhere during the ballpark. It's always a heated battle. But you try to put out those little brush fires and say, just play ball.
You were talking to Wayne Kirby here on Ben and Woods. All right, so Wayne, nobody's listening. You can tell us. Who's the guy that when he gets down to first, who do you have to kind of watch the most and say, hey, who do you have to, who right now is
get back,
get back, watch this guy.
No,
is it Tatis? I mean, because he's always moving and dancing. It must drive you crazy.
No, not really. I understand Tatis and what he's trying to do. And our team, you know, last year was Mateo, who got off to a big lead, and we addressed that in spring training. But other than that, you know, left-hand pitchers, we just tell them, hey, give me a step back, and they do what we tell them to do, and they're into the game. I have no problems with none of our base runners right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So,
now.
You know. So we'll judge it on the first third of the season, then the second third of the season, then the last third of the season. So, you know, we adjust it. But right now we're doing good base running. A couple of things that we could have tightened up on, getting thrown out of third base, a left-hand hitter. I wasn't too fond of that, but I like the aggressiveness. And the only thing about it, we was, instead of getting off, you know, working to 8 and 9 feet, we only worked at 6 feet, and that's the difference between safe and out.
And one thing, you know, I got a buddy who played in the big leagues and was an all-star in the big leagues, and I asked him the other day, it was in that game in particular, Wayne, when Cronenworth got thrown out at third, Tatis got thrown out at third, I texted him, I go, hey, just as a question, when you played, how many guys are on their own? 100% on their own. And he goes, at least when he played, usually only calls about 10% of the steals that you see in a big league season.
Right.
And then that's basically what he said. I don't think fans really understand that. A lot of guys are, man, why would Jace have them steal there? Why would Wayne send him there? And a lot of times it's on the player. There are certain guys that have green lights to go 100% of the time. I mean, he even said that the example he gave me, he goes, Albert Pujols has the green light. He just knows better. He just knows better than to run. Is that accurate?
That's 100% accurate. Why would you stop a player from doing his thing? We always tell a player, don't take a pitch off. You never know when that pitcher going to go 1-9 to home plate. Don't take a pitch off. So if we put everybody on, yeah, everybody on, but it's still a stop sign that you ain't going. This guy's 1-3-2. You can't run. We need something 1-5 for you. So they'll understand the message that's coming out. And when they get on second base, you know, everybody, every pitcher on second base is vulnerable to have a high big time. And with the shifts on, you can get it if you take the proper technique and the proper lead to get it. But you can't say be close to the base and try to get to third base, because these catchers up here are good.
Real good.
So one of we're talking to Wayne Kirby, the Padres first base coach, and it seems like one of the new responsibilities of the first base coach in this modern baseball world with instant replay is making sure when you think that the call got wrong at first base, you know, your runner gets called out and you thought he was safe, you got to make sure that Jace and the bench staff know right away, hey, we need to take a look at that one. What is that part of the job like? And you know, I mean, is there a method to the madness as a first base coach when it comes to instant replay?
Well, because, Wayne, you know the runner always thinks he's safe.
Yeah.
Always, 100% of the time. I say, look. And you got to kind of be like, that guy.
No.
He got you.
Well, usually you just said it. If it's real close, I will give him a nod of the hand. I will shake my hand real close. But if you see me walking back to the dugout, he's out. Game's long enough, right?
It is. Some of these have been. All right, so we got Wayne Kirby on with us, Ben and Woods, this morning. You know, looking at the squad, just kind of overall, Wayne, you've been in the game a long, long time, man. You know the game of baseball. There's just no question. You played it. You coached it. You're coaching first base now. You know, you did have a few Padre fans, a little upset or, you know, just nervous. A lot of expectations going into this year. What could you say to calm the fans down based on kind of what we're seeing offensively, at least? The pitching has looked phenomenal so far. We're very fortunate, but what would you say to kind of calm the fans down right now about maybe some perceived struggles at the plate?
Wow.
I know.
How many games?
Hard to believe.
How many games have we played?
It's been 7.
Okay, well, number one is not 60.
It's 162 this year, yeah.
It's 162. You break these seasons up in thirds. We evaluate for the first third and make some adjustment the second third, and then finish up on the third.
I like that.
This is a marathon. This ain't no sprint. Last year was a sprint. This is a marathon. And number one, keeping these players healthy, number one. And it doesn't matter how we start, it's how we finish. I mean, you look at the Washington Nationals, they were absolutely dog. And then all of a sudden, it went the World Series. I didn't want to cuss on the
No, thank
it's
you.
Fine.
We appreciate
you're
that.
Actually,
yeah,
not
we get
allowed,
in trouble when that
fine.
Happens. So yeah.
So I mean, you go back and look at the Nationals, how they did it. They caught stride. They start playing baseball. They got everybody healthy, and boom, the rest is history. This game is a tricky game. It's 26 people on the field, and all of them are good.
Last
at
thing,
any given.
No, keep going. I'm sorry. I jumped in.
At any good night, someone can lose.
Last thing, Wayne, before you go, I just want to ask you about May 29th last year during the pandemic. Baseball was stopped, but you had a health scare, having a heart attack, as it turned out.
Nah.
And no, not officially.
That wasn't me. That was Bobby.
Well, that was Bobby. I'm sorry. There you go.
Oh, my Lord.
That was Bobby.
What is happening?
What's happening on this radio station?
First base, third base. I'm glad you're okay, then.
Yeah, I'm fine. Don't you know I drink grape juice? Grape
yeah, they say he's good.
Alcohol kill all germs.
Wayne, really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Good luck to the Padres on their road trip.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Wayne.
That's Wayne Kirby on our management report by our Premier Chevrolet Carlsbad hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Come visit us today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Find new roads And before we get to our flubs of the week, this hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Dell Technologies. When you talk to a Dell Technologies advisor, they're focused on you, ready to offer tailored solutions powered by Intel vPro platform to get your small business ready for what's next. Call a Dell Technologies advisor today. Ask 877-ASK-DELL. Just no time to add that to the flubs of the week. So,
oh, you save it for...
We can just get right to it then.
We can just save it for...
Next week.
They will keep coming back at no additional charge until they have taken care of your rat
program
problem. The Heisman Trophy went to Alabama's Devontae Smith.
Who is Alabama?
Ludacris this afternoon on San Diego's number one sports station. Uh-oh. In the home of Julio Jones.
Julio!
30-year fixed home run late. We will get to that. First, though, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan and see how Kelly Danick's dogs are doing. They just legit think that Drew Pomeranz belongs there at number two.
What is belongs there?
They have turned their entire both buying experience and service experience remotely.
Service
selfies,
experience.
You know, right? Great sunset
what
shots.
What is this sunset?
From what transpired last season.
What has transpired?
Clearly don't quite have as much competition to get there in the AL.
What is Mitch competition? Hey, good morning, guys. It is Woodgie. You know, I told you yesterday.
Who is it?
Oh, man.
Corky's Pest Control. Corky's can croak your... Let me start again. Huge upset in the lightweight title fight. 1 year anniversary of the helicopter. Let's start over.
Wife reportedly stabs husband after confusion.
Yes.
Yes. Insurrection, inauguration, impeachment, invest in GameStop. We'll get to the moves involving...
The what?
The moves.
Hey. Price is white. What is wrong with
wow.
me?
Corona Hard Seltzer. Oh. Try all four flavors.
What are four flavors?
Of Gorilla Glue's product works.
Whoa, what?
Gorilla Glue's product worked exactly as it was supposed to.
See, Chris, thank you for playing. Feel again to try again later. I'm good. I was listening to our moment.
What is listening?
Penske is the best at all. Effortless sales, effortless service. Let me start that over again. We got some real or fake coming up yesterday. We pushed everything back an
yesterday.
Hour, so where has Malark Loretta been?
Who's Malark and Loretta?
Great job by our Malark. Executive producer.
What comes out next year?
$1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates may apply.
What a message.
Don't drive and text. Another long storied college basketball career.
What is college basketball?
College, a little vegetarian kale and cannelli bean snoo for you.
Snoo.
47-year-old man lying on his back in front of a town host.
What is a town host? Basketball, Benjamin Higgins. Good God. Got our executive producer, Pete Producer. All right, that's it.
Because my wife likes cheese pizza.
I like cheese pizza. I like cheese pizza too.
The free spot on the bingo board.
What is a bingo board?
Favorite participatory activity.
You'll get 20% off the already great prices, and they're going to throw. Excuse me. Oh no!
And the Carlsbad Auto Mall Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad in produce, like California Cooties.
Whoa!
Questioning some of the strategic decisions. Lineups.
What are decisions?
Here's what Blake had to say.
Yes.
Star streaming television recommendations from Craig Elston, their beat writer Ian Brown from MLD.
Yes.
That's all, folks.
So you want to die right now.
I feel like I'm glad the weekend's coming up because I am...
You're done for the weekend, right?
I am so done, yeah. I'm done.
I am out. Okay. Miserable Padre fan said, my guy Ben cut dude off three times to tell him about a heart attack he never had. And then we had to play the flubs, and Ben is just like, hey... I quit. I'm quitting. I'm done.
Never been closer than this moment.
right here.
I may need more than a weekend. I may need an entire month just off.
Good thing about our show is we definitely won't bring it up again.
No, of course. You'll never talk about it again.
I've done it. You want to dig a hole in the ground and crawl into it. I've done it. It's the worst thing ever.
Yeah. And I knew that. I don't know why. I just decided my brain doesn't work that well on Fridays.
But
you know,
Paul, he does this. He always asks...
One more question.
You're Craig Stammen. Here lies Ben Higgins. He asked one more question. Here lies Craig Stammen. He had one bad outing. I'm just going to start going, no. When
just
I
end
see,
it. Just when end I, it.
Just end
don't,
it. We end on a high note.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
always ask one more.
All right, we will end on a high note. Try to give away some cash. It's time for the Grand Slam giveaway code word. This hour's code word is Treat! Oh, this has been a treat. Text TREAT to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in at 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today. Lots of baseball, lots of Masters this weekend. We'll be back Monday morning to break it all down for executive producer Paul Reindel and Stephen Woods.
You are something else.
Give me a hard time. Just trying to get through it on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.